we may wake up and with your life in your word, have new life and truly regain faithfulness and integrity in our time and see revival and reformation sweeping the church that she may honor you rather than tarnish your name today. We plead with you to have mercy. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Oz. And friend, get a copy of this great book, The Last Christian on Earth, Uncovering the Enemy's Plot to Undermine the Church. You get to $15 or more to Save America Ministries. Get it on our website, saveus.org. And I want to urge you to become a partner day after day. We're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Alex Jones. And so we're going to be talking about information, a great new DVDs put out called The Invisible Empire. And of course, I think we'll touch on the information that's coming out of the Bilderberger meeting that's just probably winding up over in Spain at the present time, where many of the wealthiest people in Europe and the United States gather together to plan our future. Because, ladies and gentlemen, there have always been small groups of men that ran the world. In fact, Daniel Estulin has written extensively about the Bilderbergers, believes they're a continuation of the Black Nobility, the leaders, the royalty of Europe, which has existed for hundreds of years and, of course, has plotted wars and all sorts of terrible things. And, of course, we find many representatives of the British and European royalty within the Bilderbergers as they meet regularly on a yearly basis to determine what's going to happen to the rest of the world. Well, Alex, thanks very much for being with us again. And this is an entirely different audience, so we can be repetitive. Go right ahead.
Oh, it's good to be here. Absolutely. Bilderberg just broke up in the last 48 hours or so, officially ending Sunday, but that actually ended on Monday morning over in Sitges, Spain. And it is a complete rout. They're having trouble getting their global carbon tax. They're having trouble shutting down the free internet. They're having a lot of big problems selling the world on their planetary regime. The problem is, Jim Tucker, who's got the best sources inside Bilderberger, said that this is the first time that almost all of them have green-lighted their support. Doesn't mean they're all-powerful, but they really steer and influence government. Has given the green light to a military attack on Iran, or at least strikes by Israel on Iran. And this can be used as a political diversion right now for the world financial meltdown that they've engineered to consolidate power. And so it's a very, very serious time.
Well, I really think it is. But I think the most, most encouraging word that's come out, and we assume the information we're getting is accurate, and I know you've got the same information that I have, but that the Bilderbergers are very upset by the alternative media, which you are one of the leaders of, and we work with as well, and the fact that the American people and people throughout the world are suddenly becoming aware that there really is an elite that rule the world, at least dominate so much of what goes on, make plans, doesn't always work out, but they have a tremendous influence on government and make mockery of the electoral process. But apparently they're very upset that the people are beginning to find out about it. Is that your impression?
Well, absolutely. In fact, that's one of the biggest issues that came out of this year, is that if you go back even 10 years ago, the New York Times, the Washington Post, even attacked yours truly, myself, saying that I was literally a delusional fruitcake who imagined shadowy cabals and secret groups. And you know, they would even imply that the CFR and Trilateral Commission didn't exist 12 or 14 years ago, as you remember, Dr. Stan. And so they basically tried to stall people by just hiding in plain view, hiding their globalist agenda. But I had noticed in the last 2 years that suddenly Gordon Brown, the outgoing British Prime Minister, and Herman Van Rompuy, the head of the European Union, and Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the UN last year in the New York Times, and the Financial Times of London with their foreign editor with a headline titled, "And Now for World Government." That article actually came out and said, yes, it's authoritarian, yes, it's oppressive, but you're stupid and this is for your own good.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, go right ahead, Alex. And basically, of course, they were admitting, of course, that there really is this move towards world government, irrespective of whether the people want it or not.
Absolutely. In the last 2 years, we've seen a big shift where Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the UN, and the New York Times, saying global government, global governance, global tax, VAT taxes, carbon taxes. You've got all these other world leaders saying it. And a big editorial by the foreign editor for the Financial Times of London titled, "And Now for World Government." And he says, look, it is authoritarian. We did build it in secret because you're too stupid to understand that you must have it, and we're trying to stop war. Of course, as you pointed out on the earlier show today, on record, the Anglo-American establishment, that doesn't mean white people, folks, it just means the British-U.S. power axis, publicly, you know, on record now, manipulated World War I, manipulated World War II, funded Hitler, funded Stalin, funded Pol Pot decades later, funded keeping Mao in power. That's now been declassified. David Rockefeller's bragged about it in the New York Times. So they've gone from denying all of this, but we continue to expose them. So they lost a lot of credibility. So now they've come out and admitted world government, but put their spin on it. And this was the first Bilderberg, and I got this from Charlie Skelton at the London Guardian, and also Jim Tucker of American Free Press. He's got really good Bilderberg sources. He's kind of the granddaddy of exposing the Bilderberg group, 35 years of it, or 34 years of it. And Charlie Skelton was there the day they were closing it, and he was in the dining room, and they have different badges for different strata of the Bilderberg support staff, people with black badges, green badges, yellow badges, red badges. Green is logistics, but black are the head bosses over the whole affair, and the two of them were sitting there eating right next to Charlie Skelton and his wife from the London Guardian. He also writes for the Evening Standard, so some of the most prestigious papers in England. And he heard them going, and this was actually in the newspaper, "Who, that Alex Jones was bullhorning us. It was very frightening." And then the other person said, "Did they attack?" "No, but they were quite close, and it's oh so scary." And then they said, "That's why we've got to get rid of this welfare state. They've got too much money to be able to come do this." And people marveled at that article in the comments on The Guardian and said, "What do they mean, welfare state? Reporters aren't on welfare." No. To the globalist, you being able to have a job is welfare. You being able to have an economy, being able to have enough currency, being able to... They are saboteurs. They want a managed, controlled economy with a giant mass of poor people who are so hand-to-mouth.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sidney Alex is just talking about the attitude of these elite. Basically, they are the ruling elite. They provide for us common people. And after all, if you really look back over the last 20 or so years, why, of course, we've had a very, very prosperous society. A lot of people have made a lot of money in the housing boom, the stock market boom, and certainly the living standards throughout the rest of the world rose. In fact, David Rockefeller even commented on that in his book, Memoirs, where he talked about, you know, you criticize us for what we're doing, but look at what a great job. Look, how would you have raised living standards throughout the world and maintained the high standards of living we have in the United States? Of course, he was talking about in the year 2002. But these people acknowledge Hollywood's, they're in charge. And, of course, we are supposed to be grateful to them. Well, if they were in charge in 2002, and we should be grateful for what they did then, who's responsible for the economic collapse today? They are. Why are they doing it? To consolidate their power and, of course, to impoverish our people. And this is part of a master plan that's being carried out. You can read about it in the Earth Charter, written by David Rockefeller's nephew, Stephen Rockefeller. And the information is there. And if you don't believe they intend to redistribute your wealth to other nations, go to the Internet. Find out if what Alex is saying, what I'm saying, are true. Well, anyway, Alex, it certainly sounds like, anyway, that they're beginning to realize that they're in trouble, that the people, the common people, are beginning to wake up, and they don't want to give up their freedom. They don't want to give up their national sovereignty. And this little group are not going to be able to run the world the way they want to unless, of course, there's some cataclysmic event and they can consolidate their dictatorship, because that's what they really want, isn't it?
Yes, and that's why they want to go ahead and launch at least a limited strike by Israel on Iran. And now we see media reports saying bin Laden is in Iran. Oh, how dare them launch the attack of 9/11. You know, first it was Afghanistan, then it was Iraq, now it's Iran. They just move on this global chessboard, this bin Laden piece with his turban and beard around or whatever a new place they want to strike. And just going back to the London Guardian article, Charlie Skelton's in there right before they throw him out, and he overhears them talking about how, you know, this welfare state, people have to be poor so we can control them. And, of course, the truth is we had 10% growth rates on average before 1913. And the truth is, overall, we don't have real wealth, real property. They've created a debt black hole system that was designed to create massive amounts of basically counterfeit currency and financial instruments to consolidate the power of these individuals. So in the up phase that we've seen the last 15 years, in that phase, there is the illusion of paper wealth while the currency is actually being devalued and while they're manipulating the inflation and unemployment numbers. But then in the down phase, they consolidate control. And this is mathematically designed in a fractional reserve banking system, as Thomas Jefferson wrote, to turn us into basically paupers, waking up homeless on the continent our forebears conquered. But, yes, the good news is Zbigniew Brzezinski 3 weeks ago gave a speech to the Council on Foreign Relations in Montreal. They have a branch in Canada, like they have in New York, Chicago, L.A. And he gave a speech. And to paraphrase it, well, this is a quote. He said, for the first time in world history, the entire planet is politically awake, and they understand the global government. And he went on to say, we are behind schedule. We don't have our world government completely in place. You know, the G20 is the best thing we've got. We are in trouble, and our challenges are bigger than ever. This is speaking to a bunch of globalists. He said, the planet is awake. And that's what I got from my Bilderberg sleuths, who have sources, and I have sources as well, is that, one word of a Bilderberg group a member was in a speech, I think we're just about whipped on the whole carbon tax, this carbon indulgence where instead of buying, you know, and getting your cousin out of purgatory by giving, the church some money, you give Al Gore some money or David Rockefeller some money, and then he waves a wand and makes it all okay. That whole system is in deep, deep crisis right now, and they realize that they're having a problem. And so, but we see it on the street. We see it everywhere that the globalists have attained their great power. They've gorged themselves on tens of trillions of dollars through the bailouts that are really consolidations of power. But through that process, now as globalization expands, as the euro expands, as all of this tyranny begins to cement itself, the resistance is just exponentially being leveraged against it. And so the establishment clearly is horrified that people are learning about the Bilderberg Group, learning about the Trilateral Commission, learning about the overarching Anglo-American-European Committee of 300 is a good phrase to describe these robber barons, the remnants of the black nobility. By the way, they call themselves that. And I really think if you look at John Coleman's work, it's foundational, you know, in his research being a constitutional lawyer and former MI6. But separately more and more now, we see global government right out in the open where they're not hiding it because previously they tried to hide it, and that discredited them. So this is a global private corporate takeover happening, and if you look at the SPP, Security and Prosperity Partnership documents that Judicial Watch sued 3 years ago and got from the Banff Canada meetings, hundreds and hundreds of pages of documents. I put a lot of them in my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, screenshots of it. The first thing they say on the agenda is, A, this all must remain secret. B, we must use crises, environmental crises, financial crises, and security terror threat crisis to bring in our world government, as we've done with the euro. And they said, we need a carbon tax to fund our North American Union and our NAFTA highways to fund it. But they went on, if you notice the meetings, is that it was, I said the Fortune 100 earlier, that's a ballpark, but really less than 60 or 70, it was different working groups in this four-day meeting. But the bottom line was, it was the top corporations at the meetings setting the agendas, and then all the heads of the federal departments of Mexico, Canada, and the U.S., they were there literally then having votes amongst themselves, outnumbered by the corporate chiefs who actually had votes. So these are corporate slash government councils, extrajudicial, extra-legislative, going through the executive to give it some semblance of government seal, but just completely illegitimate. It's treason. Meeting and ratifying entire agreements that are then executed via the bureaucracy. And that's what Gordon Brown said 6-7 months ago during Copenhagen when the Third World got the Danish text of the agreement. Even a week and a half into the two-week summit, they wouldn't let the Third World have the document. They've been told the Third World, oh, you're going to have to loot the First World. The Third World got the documents, and it was right at almost double. It wasn't quite, but one point short of double the taxes that the Western world was going to have to pay, and it was actually to lower the Third World and then lower the First and Developing World, not raise the Third World partway and lower the First World. That's kind of the provincial, you know, daily, on-the-street-level propaganda of the globalists is, yes, we're redistributing wealth, we're going to raise the Third World and lower the First, as if destroying wealth, you know, you have to destroy wealth to transfer it to somebody instead of raising all ships. So this is really a managed economy, in the words of Maurice Strong, to destroy the industrialized society. In the words of the current climatologist of NASA, destroy Western civilization, destroy the economy. Oh, isn't it great we have a depression that's lowering the carbon footprint? You know, they do tell the truth in some circles about what they're really planning. And so that's what they're doing, is they want to destroy the economy. They wanted to create a debt economy, get everybody sucked into debt, everybody believing it, you know, like going to Treasure Island in Pinocchio, and then at the stroke of midnight, we all turn into basically little donkey slaves to work in their New World Order coal mines.
And I think it's so pretty incredible as you see this whole thing unfolding today. Probably somewhere between 20 and 25 million Americans are either unemployed or underemployed, in other words, having to work a couple of jobs or at much lower levels of income, certainly. I mean, millions of people have already lost their homes, and millions more are going to lose their homes, and we are not coming out of this depression at all. I mean, certainly this recession, depression is going to continue. They're going to destroy the value of our currency. And when you have impoverished the American people, why, they will stop resisting. They will simply go along hungry, doing anything at all to keep a roof over their children's heads and their families' heads, and they'll go along, at least theoretically, with this move towards a one world government. Well, I hope that they've misinterpreted. I hope there are enough Americans who value liberty who are going to say, well, we're not going to do this, because there are not very many of them. There are probably 6,000 or 8,000 of them, really, know what's really going on.
That's a very good number, because I interviewed Rothkopf. He came on, and I said, why did you come on my show about 2 years ago? And he said, well, we know who you are. We want to communicate with you. And he came on my show and told me global government was good and you know, was helpful, and that I should see the beauty of it. And when I refused to see the beauty of it, you know, he then refused to come back on second time. But the key here is that is that we do have a fighting chance against these people, because now the public is finding out that globalization is enslavement, is tyranny, just as the third world has already learned. But when you mention how they want to impoverish us and want to get us in debt so we're under government control, as you know, Doctor, but for those listening who may not, in the final equation, pressure from below, pressure from above, when the giant mass of unemployed or underemployed are then really put on the rocks, really thrown in the gutter, the media is going to sick them on the middle class, who actually keep the economy going and who are the hereditary enemy of the ultra-rich. That is the final phase, is sicking the giant mob, the horde, that the founders talked about, on the middle class. And if the globalists can destroy that remnant middle class, kind of like Pol Pot going around killing anybody who had glasses.
That's what they're in the process of doing right now. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, I guess this afternoon or this evening is Alex Jones. For those of you who don't know who Rothkopf was, well, he wrote he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, very close to Henry Kissinger, but he wrote...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
And the thing is that most Americans love their country. Most Americans don't want to give up our national sovereignty, because when we give up our national sovereignty, why, we lose our freedom. When we go into this world government, we will have the same rights that the people who live in communist China have today, where government gives us freedom, where, of course, our freedom does not come from God. It comes from whatever government will allow us, and the government of the world will be run by people who are ruthless, and behind them are powerful, evil spiritual forces. Well, right now, let's talk about your new DVD. I know that one reason you wanted to come on was the fact that you've come up with a new DVD called The Invisible Empire. Why is this important? What does it actually have in it that people need to know?
Well, absolutely. You know, I have made over 20 films and produced three others, including Loose Change Final Cut. And I have really worked hard in the last 18 months with Jason Burmes, who directed it, in my office, to make this film, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined. And in the documentary, we go through the history of the New World Order, who the globalists are. We chronicle their crimes, assassination, stage terror. There's over 100 clips of world leaders calling for global government, global governance, New World Order. This is for people out there especially who want to understand the type of society that we're facing. And I can really say for the first time ever, the secret agenda of the planet's ruthless superclass is exposed, you know, in up-to-date fashion in a documentary film. This documentary film chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government. And the DVD is available at Infowars.com, and I hope people will get Invisible Empire, and also our new police state film. I've made a police state film in 8 years, and this is all the knowledge I've condensed since then in police state for the rise of FEMA. And they're all available at Infowars.com, Dr. Stan Monteith, where people can call toll-free to get the film, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, because there is a danger, and I tend to run into it all the time, kind of get tunnel vision or almost get myopic in that I do so much talk radio, or, you know, I've made so many films, or I know so much about this that I tend to not go over the basics, or I tend to not realize how special every moment is. We've got to warn people. And I tend to think, well, everybody must know this stuff because I know it, Dr. Stan knows it. But no, the general public, again, I keep going back to this, they are finally ready to listen. And, you know, I was saying 5 years ago the awakening is accelerating. But I mean, everyone sees it now. Everyone feels it. I mean, it is amazing. George Humphrey, who's an economist who I interviewed for my film Obama Deception and Fall of the Republic, my two last films, you know, that break down the whole financial takeover and are so important. He has, he travels because he has an importation business, and he travels to India, he travels to Japan, he travels to Latin America, he travels to Vietnam, you name it. And he's had people all over the world come up to him and say, "You're George Humphrey," and he's just in the film a few minutes. "I saw you in Obama Deception. I saw you in Fall of the Republic." Gerald Celente, who's a trends forecaster, he goes on Fox, he goes on CNN, he goes everywhere. He's told me on and off air he's gotten the biggest response to being an Obama Deception and Fall of the Republic. I have troops call, and they say in Afghanistan and Iraq, in all the little video places where the locals pirate DVDs, that mine are the best sellers, not just to the Iraqis, but to our own troops. And I talk to military officers who say, you go into Marine Corps barracks, and just literally many nights, half the people on the computers are listening to my show. I mean, this is scary amount of power we have right now to reach out. I mean, it's daunting, and look, none of us are perfect, but this is the opportunity God's given us. all of you out there are emissaries in the truth, and every mind you unlock, every person you warn, and you may not get instant results. You know, it's just like when you plant an acorn, it might not sprout for 2 years, or it might not sprout for a month, or it might not sprout at all. But you plant enough acorns in the right soil, one day there's going to be a whole grove of big oak trees there. And that's so it's the same mentality. You got to go out there and reach out to people and warn them now, because the storm isn't coming. It's already here, and it's going to get more and more serious. And every seed you plant, you know, under this tyranny, liberty tends to sprout under oppression. And so it's almost like the oppression and evil is going to be the rain and the sunshine that makes this harvest of awakening basically sprout.
Amen to that. And ladies and gentlemen, everything points to the fact that there's going to be a war with Iran in the very near future. I think you're fairly safe in telling people that, and hopefully they will remember what you said. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, our guest this evening is Alex Jones. And, you know, Alex, I've been wondering how they were going to find some sort of an incident that would begin to trigger a justification for Israeli attack on Iran. We hear lots of things. Oh, well, the Israelis are concerned that Iran is going to attack them, and so they have to attack Iran before Iran attacks Israel. And it's sort of a feeble excuse for what's going on. Well, we've got Israel has to attack Iran because, you know, they're working on developing enriched uranium, and one of these days they're going to have enough uranium for a nuclear bomb. And well, yeah, but when is that going to be? How can you justify attacking right now? One of the most interesting things, and really a little frightening, is that with this flotilla coming in, these efforts to break the Israeli blockade of Gaza, suddenly we hear that Iran is going to be sending ships to accompany the Turkish ships going in to break the Gaza the blockade. That certainly is at least the possibility.
Absolutely. Iran is really asking for it. And, you know, these politics are very deep. I know you know this, Dr. Stan Monteith, and most of your audience does. But for those that don't know, not only did the CIA throw out Mohammad Mossadegh in Iran in 1953 in Operation Ajax by staging terror attacks and blaming it on him and then using radical Muslims to overthrow him, then putting the Shah in, the Shah was working with the Italians, the Russians, and others. There's clear evidence that the West actually threw him out and was going to bring in Ayatollah Khomeini, and that then he double-crossed them. But you have the whole arms for hostages thing, and the day Reagan gets in, then he releases them, and it turns out that Oliver North and others are, you know, giving them missiles and weapons for the money that they then use to ship the cocaine in. I mean, that's all on record. And so it's very, very suspicious. These things are so deep. I mean, at a higher level, Ahmadinejad may even be working with the globalists at a level above Israel and the United States. And if he does send Iranian warships in a provocation with Israel, he needs to be removed from office immediately. But then separately, the West, you know, a year ago tried to overthrow Iran.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're simply talking about the coming war with Iran. At least everything points in that direction. But before we get back to that subject, Alex, I want you once again to get out your website and your telephone number so people know how to get your videos.
Well, that's very kind of you. We've got two new films out, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. I haven't made a police state film in 8 years. This proves the FEMA camps, the continuity of government program, the military training to take on the people. Very important film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, and then, of course, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. It's so important to get these films, make copies, air them on Access TV, and, of course, your purchase of the videos also funds my operation. I appreciate all the support we've gotten, and I appreciate Dr. Stan having me on. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There's online video bookstores there. Or people can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. And thank you for having me on.
Well, you're more than welcome. It's a real pleasure to have you with us, and I know our listeners appreciate it. But for our listeners out there, ladies and gentlemen, if this sounds really way out to you, you have access to the Internet. You can go up on the Internet and check out the things we're talking about. Mr. Rothkopf, member of the CFR, writing books about running the world and the superclass that does run the books, that run the world. Two books he's actually written on that subject. Very important books for those who want to find out if there really is a superclass. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there is a superclass. The Council on Foreign Relations is a front for a secret society organized in 1891, and you can document this from many sources. You want the documentation, go to my website or go to Alex's website or simply go to your search engine and look these things up. You can find out what's going on, but certainly one of the most ominous things I've heard in some time, and we just got information today. In fact, I got an email from a gentleman who spent most of his life with the intelligence agency telling me about the fact that Ahmadinejad is now ordering a number of ships, and they'll be flying the Red Crescent flag as if they were somehow associated with the Red Cross or the similar organization. Hospital ships supposedly going to be used to break the Israeli blockade of Gaza. The Israelis have no alternative but to stop those ships and search them, and of course that because they could very well be carrying missiles that will be then used to attack Israel from Gaza and kill Israeli citizens. They
that's
have
actually
that
true. Ahmed Energy announced 3 days ago, that's in the Associated Press, that and a bunch of other news, that it was on Press TV, their national organ. In fact, I've been on it before. I've been on a lot of foreign TV. They are going to send ships, and I just hope they don't do that, because that is a serious provocation.
Well, my concern is it would be a provocation for a preemptive Israeli attack on Iran. And should that happen, once you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. And there's so many ways that this could, I said, they have bring about a major war, perhaps World War III. The United States, as you know, is sending a number of carrier groups into the Persian Gulf. They won't be there for another month or so. It's going to be, I don't think anything's going to happen until those carrier groups are in place. But one carrier group, you know, has more firepower than probably any nation in the world. And we're going to have three or four of them there just within shooting distance of Iran. Obviously, we're planning on going to war, but they can't tell the American people they don't want to go to war, but all you need is some sort of a false flag operation, maybe another Gulf of Tonkin incident that's all contrived, and then we can justify it.
Well, absolutely. In fact, I'd like to briefly speak to that.
You go right ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we can, you know, pray for God to avert this, and that can happen. I mean, let's not forget that I was interviewing Ray McGovern, it was like 3.5 years ago, former CIA top analyst, you know, morning briefer to Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., and I said, are we going to go into Iran? You know, is Cheney and Bush going to try it? And he said, I would imagine that if they do, they're probably going to stage something like a Gulf of Tonkin around the Strait of Hormuz, where they will have Navy SEALs pose as Iranians and attack our ships. Now, then it came out with Cy Hirsch in New Yorker magazine and on television that Dick Cheney had proposed having our own Navy SEALs attack our own ships, but that he was told no. But right around that same time, we heard about this radio chatter and the news claim that Iranian boats had pulled up beside our boats and said, we're going to, quote, blow you up. But it turned out that that was fake. And then later I got McGovern on, and I said, Ray, you know, did you have a source? And he said, no, not really, which I believe he did have a source. He just didn't want to give it up, which is fine. He just said that's the kind of things they'll do. And so Admiral Fox Fallon resigned. He refused to attack Iran. A lot of military strategists believe this could start World War III between China and Russia. And so obviously we do not want this to happen. And, you know, the problem is they are moving in that direction because they have the global financial meltdown happening. They're setting up their world government openly with this new global charter of the banks. And they need this war to scare everyone into submission, and so everybody forgets about the fact that we're going into a depression. ahead of this election. So, yes, I think in the next few months is a key time, and then in the year after that. So I'm not saying there's going to be an attack on Iran, but look at the way they're beating the drums. Look at how they say Osama bin Laden is supposedly in Iran. And then what is Ahmadinejad doing? If he hates Israel, they've already got a PR nightmare on their hands and a black eye over this raid on the other ships. Why on earth would he be escalating this situation, saying he's going to send in Iranian ships? I mean, that is insane.
Well, it really is insane, unless they're trying to incite the war, or as you suggest, nothing as it appears to be. I mean, we see all these caricatures. Remember, of course, Arafat, you know, with his little handkerchief, red handkerchief head, and certainly Fidel Castro with his fatigues. And now you got Ahmadinejad wearing a little windbreaker jacket, you know, and a scruffy beard. They're all caricatures. They almost look like they were recruited at some acting school, you know. Maybe somebody suggests, you know, they really took Saddam Hussein, found him in Hoboken and taught him Arabic, and of course it's not true. But he was a caricature.
Well, it is true. It is declassified that when he was 18 years of age, they hired him when he was in the Iraqi army low level and took him to Egypt for 4 years to train him for the CIA. Then he committed assassinations, and they told the Baathists, put him in as the head of your security. I believe it was 69 versus it was 67, and we'll stop assassinating your people. And then in 79, he ran a CIA-backed coup and took over and became the dictator. Then they gave him over $40 billion to attack Iran. So it's on record that Saddam was CIA. It's on record, as you know, to understand that Osama bin Laden, a.k.a. Tim Osman, was CIA. So it's on record that the CIA allowed Ayatollah Khomeini to fly out of Paris and into Tehran.
Amen to that. Many people think that the CIA actually provided the airplanes for him. And actually, I have books written in the about 1970, 1980, talking about how Saddam Hussein was actually working for the CIA. Now, you're never going to hear about that through regular channels, but we carry a book written by a CIA agent. You may well know him. I think his name is Bird. Anyway, it's called See No Evil. Basically, he was in Iraq all during the 1990s. He said he never met an Iraqi who didn't believe that the American government was keeping Saddam Hussein in power. He never met an Iraqi who didn't believe that Saddam Hussein was being kept in power by the American government. And many people in Iraq actually believe that Saddam Hussein was working for the CIA in the 1990s. The book, See No Evil, available from Radio Liberty. But go right ahead, Alex.
Oh, no, it's always refreshing to talk to you, and I can't wait to have you back on my show. I know you're very busy, though, you know, to flesh all this out, because I sit here and tell, you know, average Joe this stuff, they think I'm making it up, because the amount of research and knowledge that I've gone over, and I know you've been doing it longer than I have, it's so frustrating when you have this clear picture by just deep research. You begin to understand more and more of how they operate and their methodology and their art form of evil. And it's really frustrating to actually be able to step into their mindset. You know, they say good generals and good military leaders are able to step into their adversary's shoes. And that's what I've learned to be able to do, is to step into the enemy's operations and kind of look at the world through their eyes. They try to do the same thing to us. And then so many times I'll be reading a government document that's been declassified, and it's literally what I had thought they were doing years before, word for word. It's just so obvious, and you just want to warn the public so they understand what's happening.
Amen to that. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Alex, why, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, 464-8295. But, ladies and gentlemen, I've been at this, I'm in my 48th year. I got started in June of 1962, so we've been around at this for a long period of time. And I will tell you that I believe we're coming down to the very climax of this movement to bring about a world government. They're really so open talking about it now, and whether you listen to the statements by George Herbert Walker Bush or suddenly just within the last month why Obama went to West Point and talked about this new international order that's coming, and that's what it's all about. And then they're going to send these boys over to fight and bleed and suffer and die in Afghanistan simply because we want a war in Afghanistan. Why did we go there? We went there to catch Osama bin Laden. Now they tell us he's in Iran. Well, we've been fighting in Afghanistan for 9 years to catch Osama bin Laden. Maybe we better attack Iran. I mean, do the American people, are they really that gullible? I think, unfortunately, a lot of them are.
Well, it doesn't matter whether they're gullible or not. I mean, I think the majority of people are starting to become more cynical and you know, a little more classical American, where we don't trust authority and we don't trust the state, like Thomas Jefferson and George Washington taught us. But you're right earlier when you talked about a false flag terror attack. The way they're hyping everyone for domestic groups to attack, the way they're hyping everyone for foreign groups to attack, the way they're just endlessly promoting and the naked body scanners and all the rest of it, you can see the frame-up going on, but good things are happening. You know, the Hatari militia in Michigan was clearly set up, clearly provocateured, and now the federal judge has ordered them all released, and they've released most of them. So more and more, again, it's the best of times, the worst of times, as a famous writer once said. And just imagine if we hadn't been speaking out, and all the great patriots that listen to your show hadn't been praying but also taking action and supporting alternative media to get the word out. Imagine if we hadn't been here. Imagine if Dr. Stan Monteith hadn't been there for 45, 46, 47 years. Imagine if I hadn't been here. I can't believe it's almost 16 years now. Time just flies. I mean, imagine if you hadn't been out there, folks, doing what you're doing, you know, dedicating the time and energy to warning people, we wouldn't have a fighting chance right now. And regardless of what happens, you know, God has given all of us the duty. I'm not on some high horse when I say this, folks. I'm humble. My greatest works are dirty rags, but my heart is right. And at the end of the day, we've got to tell the truth, stand up, speak out against the evil, let the chips fall where they may, and then God is going to take us the rest of the way in God's plan. And I just know that. I mean, so many times I've thought, God, I'm not doing the best job. I'm obnoxious. What do I do? You know, I help me be a better presenter of this information. God, so many people are paying attention to me right now. Please help me to be strong. And God just tells me, look, you're just a man. You're just a person. You're not supposed to be perfect. It's the fact that you're not perfect that attracts people to you. You just keep doing what you're doing, and I'll take care of the rest of it. And so many patriots I know never really get involved to their full potential because they're always waiting to have the perfect plan or the perfect book or the perfect show or the perfect rally or the one silver bullet that's going to bring the New World Order down overnight. And Hollywood kind of builds this archetype of where this one hero saves us in one fell swoop. That's not how real wars are won, ladies and gentlemen. It is putting one foot in front of the other. It is persevering and being dedicated and never stopping. That is what is going to defeat this evil.
And we are at war, ladies and gentlemen. We're involved in a spiritual war, and Alex Sickley expresses that very well, and letting people understand that behind everything in this whole move towards world government are powerful Luciferian forces. Well, let's go to Henri, who's calling us from New England. Is that Henri or Henry?
Oh, no, it's Henry.
Henry, okay, fine. Well, there's no I there. Henry, go ahead, Henry.
No, some people spell it H-E-N-R-I.
All right, fine.
Okay. All right. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Alex Jones? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I listen to your show frequently. The thing I think both of you got to understand is this. Stan is talking about Luciferian forces and whatever, but they don't do it like that alone. They also, there's good and bad magic. It's neutral. It's just like what Evelyn Paglini said on Coast to Coast one time. These people also work by, you know, I scratch your back, you scratch mine.
Oh, sure. Most of them are in this for advantage.
At least 50, 80%.
Right.
Dr. Stan's talking about the mystery of evil. There's an overall puppet master guiding and manipulating it.
Yeah, that's true. But they don't do it on the back of that, though. They really don't.
Okay, and I'm sure
the thing is, that's not my call. What I was going to say is this. The thing I understand, too, is that as like some other, like the Muslims, too, Yeah, I understand. These people are like religious zealots, and they don't think very clearly. They're very old, most of them. Most of them are like 60, maybe not be as old, but they're like 60 way up to like in their 90s. And the fact is, what I don't see them really being that successful.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're doing pretty successful because they've got to plunge us into a war with Iran, but thanks so very much. Let's go to Dean calling from the Bay Area. Hi, Dean. Dean, are you there? Well, I guess we lost Dean, too. Is there nobody there on the line? All right, fine. Well, again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And as I need to say, these people are not very successful. I think that they've done a pretty good job of creating everything is in place for a world government. They got a world court. They got a world parliament.
Absolutely. We're only beginning to have success unveiling them, and they're not pleased by it, but they're still moving forward. So I don't want people to stop working hard thinking I'm saying we've won the war. All I'm saying is we have a fighting chance. And, the devil is real, folks. I've done the research. I've experienced it. I've seen the evil of the New World Order up close. Every time you go to the highest level of research with these people, it is occultism at the end of the day and an obsession with world population reduction. They want to kill, steal, and destroy. They've got lots of minions that are in it for sex and power and petty control. But at the higher levels, these people believe they have providence, and the devil always has a counterfeit, and they do have a providence. They do have a guiding, they have their helpful angels. Everything they do is a counterfeit of what God's forces do. The good we saw in 1776 here in the United States, they had a counterfeit in Europe of their revolution, where they wanted to abolish the family and have a 10-day work week and literally reorder humanity. And so that's what gets so confusing for people out there when you study this globalist system.
And it's been going on for hundreds of probably thousands of years, moving towards this one goal, the one world government. We'll be right back. Well, we've got Doug calling from Spokane. Hi, Doug. How are you doing?
How you doing, Doctor?
Doing just fine. Do you have a question for Alex?
Alex, I love your stuff.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm sure you've already seen this.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake, but a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. and there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
What happened to William Cooper, who is certainly a decade ago was one of the leading talk show hosts, and they sent a SWAT team in and they just took him out. Could this sort of things really happen in America? Certainly. They killed Martin Luther King, if you doubt that. We have a 4-CD set of people who attended the trial for Mr. Jowers, who was part of the effort to kill Martin Luther King. Oh, you never heard about the trial. Well, of course you didn't hear about the trial. The media is controlled, but we have, of course, the four-tape set, and we even have the book written by the attorney for the King family. And, of course, it's called An Act of State, telling about how the CIA contracted the mafia to kill Martin Luther King. And the King family, of course, believes this. The people who are on the jury, a publicly selected jury, believe this. The judge believe this. And not a word in the controlled media. They killed Bobby Kennedy. They killed Jack Kennedy. We've talked to people who've been in touch with the CIA who readily admit they killed Jack Kennedy. And you need to get some of our four-tape sets on the murder of Jack Kennedy. And so we have an excellent DVD on that as well, put out by a good friend, Blod Fletcher. These things really do go on in the world today. I mean, they killed the people in the World Trade Center. I mean, they intended to kill 6,000. Do you remember right after the buildings came down, they told us 6,000 people died? Do you remember that? And then it was only 5,000 and 4,000, 3,000. That was because all the people were in the South Tower working for Morgan Stanley were supposed to die because the loudspeaker kept telling them to stay at their desk. Don't get up. Stay at your desk. Don't worry just because the North Tower is on fire, been hit. Nothing to worry about. And the head of security there ran up and down the aisle saying, get out. We're under attack. And he saved 2,500 lives or they would have died too. They intended to kill them because you're dealing with evil and wicked people. And if you doubt what happened on September 11th. Well, you need to get the DVD we have put out by the architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, Richard Gage. You can get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You don't want to get the DVD, go to my webpage, radioliberty.com. Go to videos on the web. Scroll to the bottom of the page, and there they can watch the Building 7 come down, and when it's controlled demolition, why, they take out the center supports of the building first, so it'll collapse inward. And when they do that, then the center of the roof collapses first, and then the base of the building goes. Watch Building 7 come down. You realize, of course, it was a controlled demolition, and they killed all those people. And if you think that they'd be concerned about the murder of a few million people, it was between 1958 and 1962 that the government that was installed in China by the American State Department, that was the communist government, and we did install them because we put an arms embargo on the nationalist Chinese after the Second World War so that the communists would take over. But the government we installed between 1958 and 1962 starved to death over a four-year period between 30 and 44 million people. The real figure was probably closer to 44 million people. It was known as the Great Hunger. You can read about it on the Internet, or we have a book, A Mother's Story, where, of course, they go into what the Chinese communists say. Yeah, it was between 40 and 44 million people that they starved to death. Not a word in the controlled media, and yet we're doing it.